We finished our previous shiur with the tragic death of Amatziah, who was the son of Yoash. And these were two kings that pretty much started off on a good path. And unfortunately, at the end of their days, they ended up with Avodah Zarah and they ended up with a bitter end. We're soon going to see that this derech continues a little bit, not to the extreme, but this derech continues a third generation with the son Azariah. I'm sorry, Uzziyo, I got mixed up because we're soon going to get to Azariah. Uzziyo, as we mentioned, takes over and becomes king at 16 years old. Now, according to some Mefarshim, he was already acting king in the life of his father while his father was in Lachish, in Golos. But either way, for sure, after his father passed away, he is the Melech. And for practical purposes, he's one of the longest kings of Malchus Yehuda. He's a king for 52 years. In general, you can say that Uzziyahu goes in the way of the Eibishter, and the Eibishter rewards him for it. He's victorious over many nations, and that brings him a lot of money because they start paying taxes. You have the Plishtim, you have others, you have the Ammonim, the people from Ammon. They start paying tribute to Uzziyahu, and the pasuk tells us, "Vayelech Shmoy ad Levoy Mitzrayim, ki hechzik ad lemola," which means that basically his influence and his leadership and his rulership extends all the way to Mitzrayim. He was a very, very powerful, a very, very big king. All of a sudden he expanded the borders, he was under his rulership, and he is very powerful. Now, while things are settled in Eretz Yisrael, he fortifies Eretz Yisrael, and he builds Migdolim, he builds towers in Yerushalayim, and in other places, and he Pashit has a lot of livestock, and he Pashit has a lot of money. Things are going very, very well for him and his entire people. But unfortunately, like many times in history, the lashon of the pasuk is, "Ukicheskosoi gova liboy." When things start going well, you start thinking to yourself, "Koichi va'itzim yodi osali esachayel azeh." You start thinking to yourself that, you know what? You see, I'm choshev. I accomplished this. I have this country and that country. You forget who's the source of the brachos. You forget it's the Eibishter, and you start getting a little conceited. You start thinking it's all about you. And he makes a very, very big mistake. What's the mistake? He decided that he is going to, in addition to being the Melech, he's also going to be the Kohen Gadol. Decided. Until now, Yehuda has the Melucha, and the Kohuna is in Shevet Levi. He decides, no, a guy like him, who should be the Kohen Gadol if not for him? We find, historically, it's important to know, that was the taina on the Bnei HaChashmonaim. The Chashmonaim were Kehanim Gedolim. The problem was, after the story of Hanukkah, they became Melochim. They took the Melucha away from Shevet Yehuda, and that's where you have all the problems that came with Hordas and everybody. This is all because the Chashmonaim, why did the Chashmonaim descendants end up fighting with the Chachamim? Because the Chachamim were very upset that they took the Melucha, because you guys are Kehanim, not kings. Here was the other way around. The Zera Yehuda was looking for the Melucha, for the Kohuna. And that caused a big problem. And in order to show how determined he was to be the Kohen Gadol, one of the main jobs of the Kohanim is to bring the Ketores. You know, the Ketores is one of the deepest Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. It represents the Avoda of Iskashrus to the Eibishter. The word Ketores is Katirna, is Katarna Bey. It's the idea of Iskashrus. And he decided he's coming to the Beis HaMikdash and he is going to be Makter Ketores to show everybody that yes, I am, in addition to being a king, I am also the Kohen Gadol. Now, on one hand, he was very respected. He brought a lot of chshivas to Bnei Yisrael. Yidden were safe, so the people respected him. But they realized that he crossed over and went too far. The Kohen Gadol at the time was a Yid. His name was Azaryahu. So we have Uziyahu and Azaryahu. Uziyahu is the king, and Azaryahu is the Kohen Gadol. Azaryahu brings a bunch of Kehanim, and they basically let him know very clearly, listen to what they tell him. Loi lecha Uziyahu l'hakter l'Hashem. You're a great person, but you have no right to do this avoida. Ki l'koyinim b'nei aran gudoshim l'hakter. It's given over to the Kehanim. Tzei min amikdosh, go out of here. You betrayed the Eibishter, and therefore you're not deserving of being in the Beis HaMikdash. A person of the position of Uziyahu, and now that his gaiva is getting to him, he obviously went flipping out. He went furious. You're going to tell me to leave the Beis HaMikdash? You know who I am? I'm the Melech in Beis David. How can you do that? And he said, you know what? I am going to do it anyways. Now, just when he was about to go to be Makdir the Ketores, something happened. They're basically, according to the Mefarshim, the way they explain it, was there was a little bit of an earthquake, and there was a little crack in a certain part of the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever it was, it basically made it that the sun shone directly on him. So he was holding this pan, whatever, Ketores, and now the sun went baking on him, directly on his head. And the Eibishter made him that now he had tzaras. By the time the sun moved from his head and he opens his eyes, he pashut has tzaras. Now, even though he wanted to become the Kohen Gadol, he still followed, interesting, he still follows the Halacha. And a Metzora not only has to leave the Beis HaMikdash, but a Metzora also has to leave the city of Yerushalayim. You can't be a Metzora. So it comes out that not only did he lose the Kohuna, for practical purposes, he had to leave his palace, and they had to build him a special palace. They called it Beis HaChofshis Metzora, the House of the Free. In other words, that he was pretty much had to give up the Melucha. He had to rule from outside the city, which everyone understands that you can't rule when you're alone. You can't rule when you're outside the capital. You can't rule when you're not where you're supposed to be. So not only, like many times, people that go for things which are not theirs, not only do they lose what they wanted, but they also lose what they have. So he becomes pretty much invalidated, and his son, Yoisam, becomes the de facto ruler, the Chayei Aviv. This Yoisam becomes the king in the life of his father. Now, because he dies a Metzora, they actually buried him, according to some, like its own burial plateau. Again, you have the place where the Malchus Beis David, even the ones that they assassinated and they hated, they buried them in the special place for the Melochim. But because he was a Metzora, so even though Taki was a Melech, and he was a Melech for 52 years, because he went over the Pi Hashem, so he lost the kahuna, it wasn't his, obviously. He loses the melucha, b'chayov, and even b'moisoi, because look what the pasuk says, that they buried him b'stei akvura asher la'melochim, ki amru mitzoirahu, because they said that he is a mitzoira. And therefore, ein me'aroyim kein l'koyv ma'ira im ha'melochim. So basically, they had to bury him near, but a little bit different, and his son, Yoisam, becomes the 11th king of Malchus Beis Dov.